Well, for any Community Campfire listeners who don't know about the work of the Peace House, which is a domestic violence shelter that started in Park City, remains in Park City, but it has a reach far beyond Park City, this conversation is for you. I had a chance to sit down with Sally Tauber, the director of development at the Peace House, who has been with the organization since 2017, to hear about the good works of the Peace House, their needs, and you know what? I learned a lot. I hope that you enjoyed this conversation with Sally Tauber. All right, let's just get going. Sally, thank you so much for coming in today. I know you, when you leave here, you're going to be going to a caftan party down the road. So much fun.
I am.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell us about what's happening at Lady Poe today.
Katie Zamara and a team of women here in town have put together this amazing event, the idea being caftans and cocktails in the afternoon, so it's called the Caftail Party. Mm-hmm. Sort of a Southern tradition, Katie coming from the South. Really excited to host everyone at Les Dupont. Proceeds from this event will benefit Peace House. I actually can't name all the people that are involved because there are so many women in town that are helping and motivating folks to buy tickets. I understand. I saw on Instagram that they sold out. So the goal was 200, and it looks like they now have 200.
Wonderful. I've had a chance to tour Peace House. I was blown away. I don't know if people really understand how incredible this place is and what all the things that you do are.
Well, we do encourage tours because connecting community members with the Peace House campus really spreads the story, would then hopefully connect more people that need support services to our facility. And that was the idea of moving into this new campus out of the shadows and into the light. Mm-hmm. We're no longer at an undisclosed location. We're actually in a public location, so you can drop donations off there. I know a lot of people ask if you need groceries or you need different things, can we come there? And yes, you can. There's a team that answers the door and receives those Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Not only that, if you've toured it and you hear someone's story that they need help, you're much more likely to share the services that Peace House provides, because you've seen it firsthand and you understand the impact it can make in someone's life.
So I kind of know the origin story of the Peace House, but if you wouldn't mind just taking us back, and then I want to hear how you got involved.
In 1995, Peace House opened a undisclosed location building, which was on Marsac Avenue. That building still exists, but it's now owned by the city. We've sold it, built the community campus. Many, many things went into that. Patty Blanchard's story, Natalie Noble's story. The community was very small in the late 80s and the early 90s. When something devastating happened, it really affected everyone in the community. Many people came together and wanted to make sure that we had a house and services for folks affected by domestic violence. That happened. It was a wonderful thing. It really didn't serve the whole person because it was not space for clinical therapists and case managers and advocacy and legal advocacy and rehousing navigation. It was a very small house. I think 4 or 5 bedrooms. It was actually somewhere else in town, and Bob Wells helped us secure the property for Peace House, and then he did some land transfers and made that happen. They put a house on a flatbed and moved it over there and right on the land. Somebody was rebuilding and didn't want their house, Bob made that happen.
You know.
Yeah, initially there were several women. One was a retired nurse. She would reach out to the police department and talk to them about someone that needed help and discuss what could be done. And someone might pick them up and take them to a friend's house or to a house in town where there's a basement apartment where they could stay for a little while. But it wasn't official and there wasn't security. It was just a lot of really caring people that wanted to help and make a difference. Mm.
The impact, those stories that you were talking about, it was two women pretty close together, right, that were...
I think it's 1990 was Natalie Noble. She was over in Samick and ended up, after getting help in Salt Lake, she ended up here in Park City because it was close to her family in Camas, and they were able to get her an apartment, get her a job here in town. The kids could walk to school, etc. And then the second was 1996, mm-hmm. and that was Patty Blanchard.
Yeah.
So.
And they both were killed by their husbands, partners, that happened in town, right? That was
yes. Okay.
And thank God for people that do this kind of work. So that leads me to you. Like, what drew you to the Peace House? Did you have a expertise or career in?
I don't have any background in working in domestic violence. I had been raising money for different nonprofits. I learned about the Peace House when my children were in preschool, which would have been in the late 90s. We did a project for Peace House where we created Christmas ornaments, and they wrote different needs on the back of each Christmas ornament, and we hung it on a tree at Soaring Wings Montessori School, and the parents would pick up those ornaments and buy the gifts and put them back under the tree. And I found myself the week of Christmas driving to Peace House, to that undisclosed location, every day to drop off all of these gifts. That's when I started to learn all of the things that Peace House did for our community. I was sitting on several boards, the National Ability Center. I was on that board for quite some time and was president twice. Also, the Park City Education Foundation, where I was really involved. I've suddenly said, kids are getting too big and I need to go back to work. And the Peace House needed a director of development. So I applied. It's just such an amazing organization, and they do so much good in our community. I want everyone to come and have a tour. I want everyone to see what we do and understand it. On October 25th, Peace House is hosting an open house in the morning from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, and everyone's invited. We'll have breakfast for folks, and you can bring your kids. The staff will all be there, ready to talk about the work that they do. The work in Peace House is done by dedicated professionals who have dedicated their entire life to helping people and are amazing. We have such an incredible staff. That's really where the love is.
When did the campus open?
In 2019.
I've been there for since then, or you were there before.
I came in 2017, I believe.
Okay. So you got to see this transformation from the undisclosed location on Marsac. Were there clinicians and whatnot starting to work there already, and you realized, oh, we need a bigger space?
Well, we had an office space in Prospector Square, and we had case managers and clinical therapists there. The clients were living in town. They had to transfer somehow. They had to get to our offices, or our team had to drive over to the house to provide those services. And we didn't have many office spaces or quiet spaces where they could talk. It's hard when you have to move that distance. Jane Patton had been the executive director. She had a vision to build this campus, and she worked hard through the years to put it together. And then Kendra Wyckoff, who is currently the executive director, she came on around the same time as me. She has an incredible background in working with victims. She was for 14 years with the West Valley City Police Department as a victims advocate. So she was very passionate about creating the wraparound services to change lives. So not just a house where you can be safe, but a campus where you can change your life and thrive again.
Mm-hmm. And this campus is built for families. So you bring your children, there.
Right. We take pets.
You take pets.
We're the only shelter in the state of Utah that allows pets.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. So you can bring your dog, your cat.
Gecko? What about a gecko?
I'm sure there are geckos. Goldfish. Yeah. We have areas for pet relief for dogs. And you often see children in our fenced-in play area with their cat on a leash running around outside.
How do you put into words the impact of the Peace House?
Yeah, I don't think the community fully sees that impact. We're seeing a huge number, 100% of our transitional housing clients are moving into their own safe housing. That's been 2 years in a row. And that's amazing.
That's not normal.
So people are getting the help that they need, and having all those wraparound services under one roof, they don't have to make an appointment outside and find their way there by taking a bus or walking or iValley Transit or whatever it is to get there. They just have to take the elevator downstairs and walk down the hall. We also offer children's services. They can make their appointments when the children's services are open, so they don't have to take their children to a clinical therapy appointment, because if they do, they probably aren't going to share the whole story in front of their kids.
Right.
I'm always surprised at how incredibly effective our volunteers are.
Yeah, let's talk about volunteers. We love that.
We have volunteers that have 40 hours of training per year. They actually work our front desk. They're the first person that you interface with when you come in. They have to follow safety protocols, and it's simply amazing how good they are and how dedicated they are. Yeah, I can only smile when I come in the morning because they're all so lovely and so nice.
Well, what is the biggest need for the Peace House? Like money, I'm assuming.
Money is always number one, Andrea. We don't say that enough. We are a group of people that talk more about helping others instead of talking about need and talking about what it takes to run an organization like that. I have to say that I've worked at a lot of places. Peace House does such a good job utilizing the funds that they bring in. Kendra really focuses on making sure that funds are used in a proper way. Clients who live there need gift cards for gas. Let's say they're going to see the lawyer and they have their own car. They drove in their own car. Now they're living with us. They aren't working when they're in shelter. They're not safe to be out in the community at a job necessarily. How do they get that money for gas? We have to find a way to help them. Mm-hmm. So we may give them a gift card. Visa and MasterCard are great because they can be used anywhere.
Right.
And so you don't have to dictate that you have to use this gas station. We love gas cards too, but Visa and MasterCard also can pay for medication.
How does one do that? You just walk up to the Peace House, ring the bell, and give you a gift card?
Smith's is another one that's really good because they have gas, they have medicine, they have food. You can just purchase them and have them mailed, or you can buy them, drive over to Peace House, and ring the doorbell and give them to the front desk Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
I'm amazed by what you guys do and that it's in this little town and that it started with the people that some of them still live here. Such a testament to what a group of people can accomplish.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Okay.